Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Shoot, Jebel. It's hour two. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. We'll take a look around the NFC East and how much the rivals of the Cowboys have improved here. It's time now. NFL News of the Day. Eric Chiafalo.
All right. There is one giant question after day one of NFL free agency and the quarterback movement. I mean, what's going to happen now with Justin Fields? We'll hear from Adam Schefter here momentarily, but a little bit of housekeeping here on the NFL front. Deals continue to come in very, very hot, very, very rapidly. We have Dante Fowler. Guess where Dante ends up with the rest of basically
Washington?
The Cowboy free agents. That's correct. The Washington Cowboy castoffs. Dante Fowler Jr. is now part of Dan Quinn's era. And
he was a good player for you.
No, he was.
He was.
10 sacks.
I kind of felt like he didn't get enough opportunities. They were playing other guys that, you know, and he every time he went into the game, it seemed like he'd come up with a pressure, a stop, you know, something that was kind of positive. So, Washington didn't have any edges, and he'll give him a little something the way he plays. Now we'll see if AD the line coach that's now the defense coordinator at Seattle, probably a big help. But Dan being a line coach too, you know, but everywhere that Dan's been, Fowler's kind of gone with him, found ways to be with him and stuff. But I thought he played pretty well for you.
He did. He was a nice pass rusher for you. Absolutely. So another depth piece sort of for the Cowboys defense is gone. You'll have Devontae Parker signing a 1-year, almost $5 million deal with the Eagles. So wide receiver Devontae Parker, who has been very consistent over the last 5 seasons, being dead balls last in the separation category for next gen stats. So that's very exciting. A little jump ball guy there for Jalen Hurts. The Colts are re-signing one of the best nickel corners in all of football, Kenny Moore. 3 years, $30 million. Makes him the highest paid nickel back in NFL history. So congratulations to him. He was kind of a big name of like, who's going to get him? Because that's an important position. When you look at the best teams in the league last year, they all had a strong answer at that position. And it allows for versatility and things like that. But that nickel spot, hugely important. Hopefully the Cowboys have enough on the boundary to allow Deron Bland to get back to his home there. Because I think he's right up there with some of the best in the league as a nickel corner. But Kenny Moore gets 3 years, $30 million.
Takes a special guy to be able to do that job. And if you find a good one, it's a huge edge.
100%, man. Game. Yeah, because you got to be able to cover. You got to be quick. And you got to be physical.
You got to be able to carry the whole field. You know, on the outside, these routes, you can sometimes use the boundary as your extra defender.
Right.
When you play in the slot, you got to be able to carry the whole field.
Yeah, they got two-way goes every time.
Yeah.
And then getting in the mix in the run game.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys are good blitzers, you know, and it's kind of a nice chess piece to have for a defense there. Danielle Hunter, who has experience in Minnesota with Mike Zimmer.
Okay.
Young edge rusher, LSU Tiger.
Yes, he is.
Broadus loves this guy. I do too. I mean, in terms of just arm aesthetics, like muscle arm aesthetics, I think Danielle Hunter is probably top 10 all time.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. The lean nature to what you can see every single muscle in a human body that is in the arm, you can see it if you just look at Danielle Hunter.
Yeah.
It's very, very impressive. And he's on the market. The Texans and the Vikings, just the Texans are interested in him. And so maybe he ends up playing in the great state, but not for the Cowboys. And I think if you're the Texans, this is exactly what you should be doing right now. He's a legit pass rusher, and they got money. They need to be going to, and I know they didn't do the Saquon Barkley thing like there was rumors, and I'm glad they didn't. You know, if you were a Texans fan, I think that's a good move. You have money. You're trying to win. Don't use those assets, big money on a aging running back. Use it for premium positions. Go get guys, you know, edge rusher dudes. Mm-hmm. But you did have the Texans getting involved in a trade for Joe Mixon. So Joe Mixon now going from Cincinnati to Houston, and that will be the running back alongside Mr. C.J. Stroud there for
they're
the Texans offense.
They're going for it.
As they should, man. You got the quarterback on the rookie deal. You know you've got your guy. You've just overachieved in a huge way last year. You have a buttload of salary cap. You go out there and you go buy some dudes, bro, and give yourself a chance to lose to Pat Mahomes in the playoffs. You know? Like, you want to be that team. I think, right?
I believe so, yes.
You want to be that team.
You know,
playing for second place in the AFC.
I think at this point, if we make the AFC title game, we're going to consider ourselves Super Bowl runners-up for the next decade.
Yes. All right, let's go ahead and hear from Adam Schefter on ESPN, because the market, I mean, for the quarterbacks now, I mean, he'll lay it out for us here, but what happens with Justin Fields? Here's Adam Schefter.
Justin Fields was connected to Atlanta. Never happened. They went and signed Kirk Cousins. He was connected to Pittsburgh. They land Russell Wilson. He was connected to Las Vegas. They went with Gardner Minshew. So all the places that have come up in connection to Justin Fields have looked to other places. What's amazing to me about this is that Justin Fields is due to make $2.7 million this upcoming season. So there are teams out there that would rather pay all these other quarterbacks than Justin Fields. And so now he's sitting there, and it doesn't look like there's a starting job out there at this particular moment. And so the teams that are looking at him would be looking at him as a backup. And would Chicago then get the value that it wants? And what does Chicago do about that? This right now is an ongoing situation. It reminds me a little bit, in a certain way, of Lamar Jackson last year. Lamar becomes a free agent. We're saying, well, he fits in Washington. They don't make a move. He fits in Atlanta. Yeah. They don't make a move. He fits in so many places. None of them make moves. Similar conversation with Justin Fields this year. And here he is back in Chicago, and the Bears will have to wait to see what opportunities arise, but it certainly doesn't seem right now like anything is imminent with Justin Fields.
Man, I wish Bully was here right now so I could make him eat crow for his Justin Fields takes.
I know, it would be nice, huh? Watch him devour that stuff.
Yes.
The way he gets after it is always impressive.
Eat it. I think it is soda proof, by the way.
And he's somewhat tired.
Yeah, it's grilled.
Yes, he got a little cranky yesterday, which was fun.
A little cranky, yeah.
Yeah, that was, he needed today to just just exhale a little bit. Shout out to the Wooly Bully, who will be back tomorrow. But yeah, man, the Justin Fields question, I think, is huge right now. And if you're Chicago, is it even worth it? Because at this point, most teams will... I mean, the NFL has told you, basically, they view him as a backup quarterback at the moment. So do you want to, if you're trying to get as much assets in return for him as possible, is now the time to actually be selling him? Is there a chance Justin Fields could just stay in Chicago and you still draft Caleb Williams number one overall? And then I don't know what you do in that scenario. Do you let Justin Fields be the backup to that? And then still, how is he gaining any interest around the league? Or do you say, hey, we're going to let Justin Fields go run around here, try to up his value, and then Caleb Williams, we're going to be patient with you?
I think he's by far more valuable to you in the team, working towards figuring out a way to be effective along with the guy that you draft. You know, I don't think giving him up for the sixth rounder, which I said a month ago is all he's worth, I don't think that's helping your team. It just gets sensitive, you know, and agents get involved, and my guy was a top five pick, so it's time for you to trade him. You got to do right by us. You know, if I'm the Bears, I'm looking at it like, yeah, we made a mistake and drafted you way too high. You're not worth it to any team. We're not taking a bad day three pick for you. we're going to hope that you can turn into something, you know? And so you get a chance now to compete for this starting job. Nobody else wants to give you a chance to compete. So beat this rookie that we're about to bring in if you want, you know, to show us that you deserve this shot. But the only mistake we have made as the Bears was drafting you. Okay, just so we're clear. We're not making a mistake by hanging on to you or trading you. We're trying to recover a mistake. So please stop negotiating with us like you have any leverage in this situation at all. But it is tough, you know, and teams try to avoid the quarterback controversy at every turn if they can help it.
You have Craig Carton on Fox Sports doing the deal where he says Justin Fields should play wide receiver. He should move to wide receiver. Bears keep you, and now you just become a wide receiver. Start catching the football a little bit, Justin. That's what Craig Carton's running out there today. That was his take of the day.
Oh, wow.
I think that's if I was the Bears.
I wonder if he's got hands.
If I was the Bears, I wouldn't worry about the pick. I'd maybe try and trade him for a player. You know what I'm saying? I would maybe shop him. You know, teams this time of year are so interested in keeping their draft picks. But maybe you got somebody on your that you don't want to pay, that you don't want to extend. That's a cheap contract to have a quarterback that's as good as athlete as he is. You know, I don't think you just throw him to the side. And you know, if you find somebody that could work with, I mean, the problem with the Bears is they haven't got their offense right. It feels like forever. And maybe it's not his fault, but if I'm Chicago and people are not willing to give me value for him, maybe I could trade him for a young player on somebody else's team.
Mm-hmm.
That like, listen, I'm not asking for your pick. You have somebody, you have a surplus position that you want to give me a guy at and try and play that. Or maybe you trade him for a pick swap. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you trade him like, and then Chicago's got all the high picks because they were not very good this year. But maybe now maybe there's some spot you want to flip it around, you know, and you want to come up, or, you know, the Bears want to maybe come up to a spot where you're at that they have a pick. Maybe you flip him for a pick swap or something. But I would try and trade him for a player and see if teams would bite that way. Try and trade, you know, cap for cap.
Yeah, that yeah. Way. Maybe that's what ends up happening here. I don't know. It's going to be – this might be a long spring and long summer for Justin Fields as we're all trying to figure out where he's going to end up unless a team swoops in here. I know The Athletic has said, hey, there are still some teams interested, so perhaps a team will jump in the mix. But a lot of these quarterbacks, backup quarterbacks, have bounced around now, and all the destinations that you thought would be interested in Justin Fields appear to kind of have a guy in place now. And so he's kind of left waiting in the wings. We'll see what happens, man. It'll be interesting to see if they keep Justin Fields on that Bears roster while drafting Caleb Williams. That'll be quite the dynamic.
Well, you look at a group like Denver, and maybe Denver's going to take J.J. McCarthy. Maybe that's who they're going to take. But you look at Denver right now with Stidham and DiNucci, you know? Does Denver maybe have a player that the Bears would be interested in? And you flip him that way? Like, I'm looking at teams that might not have the best.
Denver makes, you would think, makes plenty of sense.
I thought he could win with Taysom Hill. This should be right up
his
alley.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, you get me a guy like him, that he's a better runner than Taysom Hill. He throws the ball better than Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
Maybe you create Taysom Hill packages for $2 million a year. And, I mean, if you want to draft J.J. McCarthy, you know, which I know that Sean really likes J.J. McCarthy, but I would try and do it for, you know, a player, like I said earlier. But that's me trying to think a little bit outside the box there to kind of get him moved.
No, I like you throwing Denver out there, because as you try and scour the league right now for which team could be interested, I think Denver might be right at the top of the list for teams that make plenty of sense if you can work a deal out there.
Dawson said the right thing. This guy could be your Taysom Hill, a better Taysom Hill. This guy could throw the ball. This guy, if you work with this guy, his athletic ability, his toughness, his ability to run the football makes perfect sense for what Sean's trying to do.
Yeah. And if you're Justin Fields and you're like, I get to go play under Sean Payton now, a guy who knows a thing or two about quarterbacks.
Maybe he's a little bit, he's okay with being the backup, you know, or maybe he's the bridge until they get J.J. McCarthy ready. You know, that's how I think you kind of look at it.
Well, Ravens free agent linebacker Patrick Queen is signing a 3-year, $40 million contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So he remains in the AFC North. The Steelers steal a guy from Baltimore there. Another LSU guy brought us, but he was supposed to command, I mean, the projections on his contract were close to $20 million a year.
Yeah.
Not quite there.
No.
For the linebacker position. So that's a huge domino today. And then obviously the biggest name is Derrick Henry going to Baltimore. And that is something that, I mean, Baltimore was trying to trade for Derrick Henry at the trade deadline this past season.
Right.
So, he's been connected there plenty. And I do think just the menacing Derrick Henry, it just feels like it fits Baltimore Ravens, just physical toughness. Like, he is going to look so badass in that uniform on a Sunday night. With when they go all black uni, he is
they
going
got the shield.
Oh, he's got the visor, and that is going to be. I look forward to seeing that.
Yes, I think the combination to him and Lamar Jackson probably my favorite Thunder and Lightning ever.
Good call.
The boom and the zip, the zap. Hmm.
Yes, dude, and they got a couple of young burners in that backfield as well in Baltimore that like are not household names at all, but they were making some plays last year. And I saw Ryan Mink pointed out on Twitter, Derrick Henry hit a max speed of almost 22 miles per hour at one point during the regular season. It was actually in the regular season finale. It's the second fastest speed he reached in the past 5 years. So, and we've seen his workout videos. That's going to be a fun dynamic there, trying to stop Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry.
So they have Mark Andrews, they have Zay Flowers, Odell Beckham Jr. Is that their pass catchers?
OBJ is a free OBJ's agent.
Gone. Yeah.
And now he's tied up into the Kardashian thing, so his career is probably over. Just the track record there.
Yes, that's a good point.
But that's why he waited to this point in his career before he dipped his toe in the Kardashian waters.
Wyatt Bankford just flat out to first base here watching spring training baseball on TXA 21. Here we'll have some baseball stuff coming up in about an hour or so. But around the NFC East, how much have the other teams improved themselves? We have some off-season grades already, 2 days into free agency. That's coming up next here in the GBAC Nation.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to go around the NFC East. We'll talk about the big stories happening in our division, in our NFL. And we do have some offseason grades for free agency so far. What grade would you give the Cowboys offseason here at 877-881-1053? How do you think CBS Sports went with it? Segment of the GBAC Nation is, of course, brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel's the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you've you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to truckwreck.com. And it's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. All righty. Before we get to this around the NFC East, I do have this latest from Dak Prescott's family, Tad. So if it wasn't clear already, he says, it is now. The Eagles have the best front office in the NFL. Hashtag, how about them Cowboys? Tad not happy. Tad, just like a lot of Cowboys fans, he knows the team is not doing enough to help his brother win. And he said in the past he's trying to talk his brother into leaving the Cowboys. And I don't know what's in the best interest of Dak, but it's an interesting window into that that brotherhood right there. And I do agree with Tad. I think it's not even close. Howie Roseman is a better front office man than either of the Jones boys. What do you think? The truckwreck.com fan text is open.
Yes. I mean, I think it's pretty inarguable. Now, I don't think the Saquon Barkley deal shows that or proves that. I think that will prove to be not a deal that you will have wanted to make. But outside of that, yes. I mean, Howie Roseman's been a guy that he's tearing it down. He's building it back up. He's moving off of quarterbacks, even that he's thought was the face of his franchise. He gave money to, oh, you're not that guy. No problem. I'll be controversial. I'll upset some people. I'm going to draft Jalen Hurts in the second round. Boom, here we go. He's getting it done. So every one of these guys as team builders has some flaws. But Howie Roseman's, I think, are much smaller and fewer and far between than the Joneses and most of the NFL.
For sure, nobody's perfect. And I think the Saquon Barkley thing is tough. He's probably trying to help his other bad signing, Jalen Hurts. So I don't like his offensive choices in the backfield for sure.
Kellen Moore's is OC too, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was a hire they made.
Yeah, that's not a good hire.
Nick Sirianni, team fell apart underneath him last year. A little adversity hit, and they just completely caved. The Cowboys aren't perfect. I don't think the Eagles are perfect either. I would like to know if Tad would tell me how many times the Cowboys have talked to Dak about an extension or about any type of restructuring of his contract, anything to help them maybe get some space, get some cap space that they can go out and buy some players. Are we going to take all the pie? You know, there's only so much of it that I can allocate. But are you helping me in any way? And again, not his responsibility. But if his brother is going to comment about a front office, then maybe he needs to realize what the front office might be up against. Yeah. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I know Dallas's cap situation completely. I know they've got a lot of players they've got to try and get done, including their quarterback, who seems to me is very much on this path of being a quarterback that doesn't have playoff success, but demanding $60 million or that type of money. You know, we saw what Atlanta was able to do with Kirk Cousins. We've kind of talked about that maybe Dak and Kirk Cousins, kind of the same guy.
Comparable.
Yeah, comparable player.
If I'm the Cowboys, I present that in negotiating. Like, we like what these veterans who are available have.
Yeah.
You know, and we think you're a similar type of player. And I would see how, you know, he would handle that. Because you have to play back with the stat that, like, nobody has ever won the Super Bowl taking up more than 12.5% of the cap in any year.
Yeah.
Like, there's a number on it. And you know, if you want to push above that number consistently with your contract, you want your front office to draw a firm line there and be like, no, this is the point of no return. This is the law of diminishing return, or wherever that point is, however you want to phrase it. We can't go here. And that really comes back to this idea, this concept. And when the Cowboys were first birthed in the 1960s, Don Meredith was with Chicago. But the family up there said the Cowboys need a franchise quarterback if they're going to have success, because the fan base has to believe in the franchise quarterback, this concept of a guy that's going to go win us games, in order for them to be commercially viable. So the Bears actually gave you Dandy Don. Like, hey, here's your ticket to the fans believing in you. And I think that's the real value. That's why the Cowboys are ultimately going to sign Dak, because they know what he does for the fan base confidence and belief. We can win regular season games. We can get to the playoffs. Maybe not the extreme hardcore fan, you know, that's a Dak doubter at this point. But the majority of your common citizen Dallas Cowboy fan, what they want is a quarterback that's credible. And that's what the Joneses are paying for. That extra $15 to $20 million for Dak Prescott gives them the ability, I believe, to sell season tickets to be a commercially viable TV product. And here's the other thing. Your star player is the biggest star on your TV show, right? That's how pro sports look at it these days. These star players on our team are TV characters, are TV reality TV stars. But once he goes to another team, it's not certain that the fan base is going to react the same way. So far, the Cowboys have proven Dak Prescott winning regular season games is an absolute ratings goldmine that gets the fan base excited. And don't lie to me and say you did not get super excited last year, because many people destroyed me around week 10 or week 11 saying I'm still not convinced. The fan base comes electrified and convinced literally after two straight wins. That's what Dak gives you. And that is, you know, I believe the biggest burden right now in sending the Jones boys a message that you got to try harder to get us to believe. We're all suckers. We're all gullible. Win two straight games, and you're going to be convinced that Dak Prescott is a good enough player to take you to the Super Bowl. And as long as the Cowboys have that con running or that illusion running in front of you, they don't have to break the bank and build a team that's actually capable of winning the Super Bowl. That's the way I see it.
Agreed.
We have offseason grades here from free agency so far as the draft now approaches. I don't know when the Cowboys are going to get involved here. We can take a look at what CBS Sports
has to say. Maybe we should ask Dak's brother.
Yeah.
Because once you do that, then you'll kind of figure out where you are money-wise.
What do you mean?
Once you get Dak's thing figured out?
Once you get it figured out, once you get him signed, extended, whatever you have to do, then maybe you'll figure out how to your –
Yeah,
the cap money.
Yeah, they're not giving money back. They're not going to settle for less.
Okay, well then,
our hope is that the Cowboys actually have some balls and say you're not good enough to get max money.
Yeah,
that's the guys to look at.
Players don't take less.
I mean, Tom Brady did. But.
That's the play then, right there.
Yeah,
that's the play. You just tell him, well, listen, we'll call your bluff.
Yeah,
and they might.
Well, everything is business to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
None of it is trying to win the Super Bowl. It all comes down to a return on investment, and that's what you're getting now. The greatest businessman in the history of American sports is running your team for maximum profit, not best chance of winning the Super Bowl. I really need to ask Stephen Jones when we get him on in the build-up to the draft. Are you guys trying to make the playoffs every year? Do you believe you can be a contender every single year? Because that's not the model unless you have an absolute Hall of Fame quarterback, and I got to remind myself to bring that up.
Yeah.
Cowboys incomplete is the grade from CBS Sports with Pollard, Biotish, and Armstrong leaving. Cowboys were the only team in the NFL to not sign anybody on Monday. Crickets from the Jones family on the first day of the league's legal tampering period. Strong departure from GM Jerry Jones' all-in claims. In order for the Cowboys to have the cap space to be players in free agency, they needed to do extensions with Dak and CeeDee Lamb, and they have not done that part of it yet. I do believe, Brian, if they find a player they want to get done, they will easily and quickly do an extension or flip a switch to create more cap space. I don't think that's a hurdle for them right now, but maybe this is a sign that they intend to do nothing, that they haven't even kicked the can with Dak yet.
Yeah, very, very well could there. And this might be, to your point, we keep talking about the potential of the rebuild and, you know, restart, reboot, whatever you want to call it. You get rid of the head coach, get rid of the quarterback, and then you just completely start over from there.
With Jones in the portion of his negotiating cycle where he plays hardball, the Cowboys front office is currently of the position that they don't mind not being able to make many moves at the start of free agency. The laissez-faire attitude only hurts the team and precludes them from re-signing 8-time Pro Bowl left tackle Tyron Smith, 5-time Pro Bowl corner Stephon Gilmore, and a running back to replace Pollard, among other critical transactions that literally every other team would have done yesterday. They would have been like, oh, we need a tackle, a corner, and a running back. Let's do it, guys. Until Dallas actually signs a free agent, it'll be difficult to fairly evaluate their offseason fully. I would give them a total F, you know?
I won't give them the F because they didn't do the dumb thing by bringing back Pollard on the deal that he got, or Armstrong, or Biotish. So I think it could have been worse by doing that. I don't think any of us wanted those players back, certainly not at those price tags that they got. So that would garner the full-fledged F. So maybe F+, D? So we'll go D.
You would have given them an F then to start the thing out because you knew they were not going to do anything, right? I mean, they immediately get an F, right? Because you know they're not. They're not going to sign anybody, right?
But he's saying no, that I'm saying they don't get make the F. A big
well,
mistake.
No, they don't get the F. No, I understand that. But you're going into this, you're going to say Dallas is probably going to get an F because they're not going to do
right,
anything.
Right, because, you know they're not going to do much.
Yeah, so they're fine with that. They don't care about the
But I think we were hopeful that when it comes to...
We were hopeful when he said all in, and then it turned into your definition of all in is different from the one I see every night on ESPN when they play poker and they push all in.
Yeah, and
that's where I see wins and losses there.
Yeah.
That's where I see it. So when the organization tried to walk back all in, then the grade was an F. You knew that going in. They weren't going to sign anybody. There should be no surprise here.
No, I think that there's
You're
not.
Right. They didn't sign Pollard and they didn't sign Biotish. And they didn't sign Tyron Smith, and these are all replaceable pieces. They're all replaceable pieces.
Could have been worse, but right now I'm comfortable with an F or a D. I think if we take the zoom out approach and say, like, hey, in 3 years, this could be a turning point. Maybe letting Tyron Smith and Biotish go will open them up to draft a tackle and a center.
They will.
That by the time we're at 2026, we'll be like, wow, that was an A-plus offseason not re-signing those dudes. It opened you up for this, this, and that.
Yeah.
But as far as trying to finish the fight and not running it back, this team has taken a step back, and I can't help but give that a nearly failing grade.
Yeah, no, I'm just we're splitting hairs between the F and the D there, but I do think it could have been worse had they given the contracts that the Commanders and the Titans have given to these former Cowboy players. But I think one of the things as well, and I know they're never active on the first day, but the running back market is a little bit higher than we thought it was going to be. So I went in thinking, hey, your two main free agent positions that you need to address are relatively cheap positions. I can get a good linebacker for pretty cheap, and I can get a good veteran running back for super cheap.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, these are waters that the Cowboys want to play in, cheap position waters.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they've done nothing with the linebacker spot to this point. But the running back's a touch higher than any of us probably thought, and now you're like, you can't even get one of these guys.
When you saw that Pollard got 3 years, $24 million, you just said no.
It's kind of like, okay.
I misevaluated what I thought here.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think, what we thought they were going to do, but the Titans are the ones who ultimately misevaluated that.
I think the whole NFL was surprised by this. I think the NFL was surprised the amount of money these running backs got.
The Giants got running back Devin Singletary and Brian Birds and John Runyon. They receive a B from CBS Sports. The Bird Turds get an A with Saquon Barkley and Bryce Huff, and they brought back Landon Dickerson as well. They did lose Kelsey and Fletcher Cox to retirement. Can't help that. And then
we'll see about that back staying healthy.
Yeah.
And Kellen Moore calling plays.
And the Commanders got a B+. I don't think Kellen Moore helps them at all.
I don't think that helps them at all either.
Austin Eckler, Tyler Biotish, Dorrance Armstrong, Zach Ertz, Nick Allegretti, Frankie Louvu, and Brandon McManus, the kicker. They had a very busy day yesterday.
Gosh, a busy day of bringing in a whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah, Louvu's the best player they brought on that thing. And I'm just saying that.
Louvu's the only good one. They bring Cowboys in Marcus Mariota as well.
Yeah, Cowboys needed to replace Biotish. They needed to replace. I mean, I understand. I talked about Fowler earlier, who they signed and stuff. Armstrong, okay there. But overall, though, I don't know how you could like what they did.
I like what Icy Vert put on Twitter, which is the Commanders have the most cap space in NFL history, and they are building the worst team of all time.
They're trying.
I tend to agree with them.
They're really trying.
Oh, it's so glorious. New owner, new GM, new coach, same old Commandos.
Let's get a Biotish and a Eckler who's getting chased down from behind by defensive tackles.
I don't know how you can watch Biotish play if you turn on the Commander film those defensive tackles. The reason why you need to move on from Biotish is when you watch them defensive tackles play against him. I don't know how you can watch that and say, oh, wow, that's an upgrade for us there.
All righty. We're watching hoops last night. Mavs looked pretty dang good. Rim sesh is coming up next, Chief. Where are we going?
Michael Finley has an epic Luka story, and he's going to share it with us next. Plus, Wimby had his welcome to the NBA moment last night. Sure next year in the nation.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Thank you, Lucius. And thank you, Tolos, for making us part of your day. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it'll be time for the C-Note. Would you want these former Cowboys back? We'll discuss that. Here's Chief with your rim session.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids to bed, and the G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around the rim. It's always a special occasion when you have a Maverick that is inching closer and closer to history. Wilt Chamberlain and Daniel Gafford. I did not know those two names were going to be mentioned in the same sentence ever. Ever. But now that's where we find ourselves.
Making baskets.
Gafford
is seven more, right?
He's seven away from tying. He's at 28 consecutive right now. And I think, I don't know if this is more, is this a Daniel Gafford stat or is this a Luka stat?
I think it's Gafford because he was really high shooting percentage, but Luka's helped it. And at this point, if I'm Gafford and Luka, I'm getting together. I'm like, dude, nothing but dunks until we pass Wilt freaking Chamberlain, right? No jump hooks, no 8-foot jumpers.
No.
Maybe a layup in transition if nobody is there, but we're going to do this, you know, and we're going to do this over the course of the next two games. It's a no doubt about her in my mind if I'm Gafford, but last night I think was quite a bit about your horrible Bulls defense. Wow. That looks like it needed a coach firing to me.
It would be very difficult to be a Bulls fan. I was reminded of that last night. Mm. That was a full-on bludgeoning. Right from the outset.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many people did you guys have any ladies in your life that were complaining about the Channel 8 being Mavericks instead of Bachelor? Something or other.
No, didn't worry about that.
Didn't have to deal with that.
Didn't have to deal with that.
Well, consider yourselves a little bit lucky.
God.
Yeah. You too, Lucius, didn't have to deal with that.
Thank God, man. No.
Good for you.
Now I probably would have packed my bags, bro.
Yeah, that game was on and I'm like, yeah, sorry, honey. She's like, well, what about, and I'm like, well, we can't watch it right now because I'm obviously using the television, but not only because of that, but also because I'm using the same channel as you. Sorry that our channels are conflicting right now. But they decided what was more important. Not me. Channel 8 decided this, okay? Yeah. If The Bachelor was on, hey, sorry, Channel 8 decided. It's going to be the Mavs. And so we got to, I got to enjoy the Mavs game because of that last night. Now, we have a great story from Mavericks assistant general manager, Mr. Michael Finley. He was on this very station over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Fantastic weekend programming led by our OGAF, Mr. Chris Arnold, and Will Chambers, Alec Medford, Blake Elliott. These guys bringing it strong. And this clip has gone viral because it's such a awesome story.
Yeah, it done blew it up.
Yeah, exactly. It has really garnered some online steam. So shout out to our boys on the weekend for making this pop. But here is Mavericks assistant general manager Michael Finley telling us a story about Luka and a now former Mav, Grant Williams.
Yeah, I remember just to share a quick story with you guys. So one day in practice, a player, a teammate, I won't call his name out, but it was Grant Williams. he decided he wanted to get under Luka's skin. He felt that Luka didn't come that day ready to practice. So to make a long story short, they had a scrimmage going. He's talking trash to Luka up and down the court. So finally, Luka says, okay. And I tell you, Luka went on a 26-6 run by himself.
Oh, my gosh.
Look, you can ask anybody. I'm not exaggerating. It was like a 26-6 run by himself. He showed everything, the threes, the post-up, the floaters, everything by himself.
Was Luka talking?
No. Didn't say a word.
Do not poke the bear.
But everybody on the sideline including the coach, was like, do not poke the bear. That's what everybody kept saying. Do not poke the bear. And we had guests in the gym at the time, and they're on the sideline, oohing and ah. It was unbelievable. I was over there. I mean, the kid couldn't miss. And I'm not talking easy shots.
Yeah.
He was showing the whole repertoire in this 5-6 minute span. It was like a 26-6 run. Ooh. By himself.
My gosh. What an epic story there from Michael Finley to be one of those guests in that room. And that, I mean, that's better than, I'll take that over any game that you could go attend, like in the regular season. Put me in that practice right there. That is absolutely epic. And there seems like there are epic stories about the great ones from practice that have never seen the light of day that former players whatever like to share. Mm-hmm. Because when you have those 1% of the 1%er dudes and they're putting on a show, and we get to see it plenty in the actual games, but when they're going after it in practice like that, and it just, you're like, oh my gosh, the way he described that was amazing. And for Grant Williams to try and do that to Luka while you got guests in the house too, like, that is ultimate sign of, okay, you're going to challenge me, I'm going to bury you right now, and then we're going to send you to Charlotte.
I wonder if that was the beginning of the end for Luka and Grant Williams, because it seemed like they liked each other at the beginning.
Yeah, that might have. Well, I mean, it's funny because Grant Williams is saying, like, Luka didn't show up to practice today, and apparently Grant Williams didn't show up to training camp in any sort of shape, let alone NBA shape. So for Grant Williams to be doing any talking there, I mean, that is one illustration of the annoyance that Grant Williams. Now, if you're Grant Williams and you do that, and then you're all of a sudden you're getting a bunch of stops. And you're blocking shots, and you're stealing the ball. Now all of a sudden it's a different deal. But Grant Williams, you need to have more self-awareness
than
that.
He's a goofy brain, though, bro. He has no self-awareness. This might be a W to him, not an L. But, hey, man, I got him to play. Some of the shots he made in a row, I got under his skin. I got him to play.
It's a great point.
You got to watch this guy. He's a goof.
Yeah, this is you're right. This is the same Grant Williams who went in Boston at the end of a game, was at the free throw line saying, I'm going to make both of them. I'm going to make both of them. And then he misses both and the Celtics lose. It's the same Grant Williams.
Yeah, he's trying hard.
It's an amazing story. Thank you, Michael Finley. And thank you to the fan
jam. I do love those legendary tales, like Barkley talking about 17-year-old Dirk on a European tour.
Yes.
Yeah, those are amazing.
Well, the Mavs get back in action tomorrow at home versus Golden State. That's a big game, and it doesn't look like Steph Curry will be available for it, according to Steve Kerr. Not expecting Steph to play in Dallas versus the Mavericks tomorrow. So that's a bummer for anybody who's going out there and was hoping to see that, but it is good for the Mavs, who could use any victory possible right now, especially versus a team like the Warriors when you have the Mavericks sitting in the 8 spot, Lakers 9, Warriors 10. Mm. So right now your play-in teams are Kings at 7, then the Mavs, Lakers, and Warriors. And the Suns are flirting with that play-in with the Kings right now. You could have a scenario in the Western Conference playoffs where Kevin Durant, Luka Doncic, LeBron James, and Steph Curry are all in the play-in, and two of those four are getting sent packing.
Yeah.
NBA probably wants nothing to do with that particular scenario there, but that's where we're headed. I mean, that's just, there's not enough games left. Ultimately, you're going to have Lakers, you're going to have Warriors, you know, and probably the Mavericks as well in the play-in. So
that's big, though. I feel like even though the Warriors haven't called all the way up to being out of the play-in, they could by the end of the year. They're playing better basketball. They're still a little bit inconsistent. But with no Steph Curry, that might be the break that you need. Get another win.
You know, a lot of things that we like to ask our athletes at some point in their career is, you know, what was sort of your welcome to the league moment in any sport? And I think we have that moment for Wemby last night versus Golden State.
Yes.
You had Wemby, and Wemby's treated a lot of these players in the NBA like they're kids at a basketball camp, swatting shots away. It's embarrassing. The dude's a freaking pterodactyl, and he's doing epic things. But last night, a guy you've never heard of before, Trace Jackson Davis, Mr. Hyphenated Last Name Guy, put Wemby on a poster. I would imagine this is the first time Wemby's ever been put on a poster.
Like this.
Certainly like this. This is the sound. I would like to, you guys grade the call. This is the Warriors. So the Warriors player is now, boom, posterizing on Wemby. Grade the call.
One more stop. Trace Jackson Davis. Oh! He put the entire country of France in the basket. Take that 8-foot wingspan with you.
That is his welcome to the league moment.
Put the entire country of France into the basket.
Yeah.
Take your 8 foot four wingspan with you.
It's a good call.
You like that?
I like that.
8 out of 10?
I would say on excitement, 8 out of 10.
I think yeah. I would give it an 8 as well.
Yeah. Little homerism in there.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Which is what he is.
We want our guys to be a little homer.
The only person I would have rather, I mean, could we have gotten Kevin Harlan on that call last night?
Oh, that would have been good.
That would have sent G-Bag of the Day into the stratosphere. That's an automatic 5-time champ.
Kevin Harlan with Reggie Miller over his shoulder. Yeah. I got to have Reggie just screaming and yelling for no reason. Yeah.
Like, he's grabbing on Harlan's shoulder.
He is.
Harlan's got his tie undone with his shirt. You know, Reggie's all buttoned up, but he's yelling. He's grabbing Harlan's shirt. You could just see it in his fingers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been good. But I thought it was a strong call there from the Warriors guy.
It was in a strong rim session indeed, as it's about to get really interesting here. It's already getting really interesting for the Mavs and the association as we come down the stretch. Okay, when we return, it is time for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. Could the return of this legend to the roster now be on the cards, considering how much the Cowboys have to spend? It's coming up next in the Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.